Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Outsiders, courtesy of Johnny Davis.
Pony boy!
In keeping with his 80s high school movie, yeah. Period. This is the equivalent of the blue period.
That's Pony Boy, right? Is Outsiders?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Either that or Rumblefish. I always get those confused.
No, it's Outsiders, because I remember that was the book we read, and like our teacher was like clearly of the age when that movie came out, was very important to her, and was almost like, she's like, yeah, we should actually watch the movie. And I was like, damn, like these it's weird. It was like that age where you forget that like actors like existed before you were born or had careers, and I'm like, wait, Ralph Macchio is in a movie that isn't Karate Kid, and Matt Dillon is also in this. It was very confusing to see The Outsiders as a young kid.
That's when I realized Ralph Macchio was actually like in his 40s when Karate Kid 3 came out. Right. Because you're like oh man. All right. Let's tell the people what is trending. Nickelodeon was trending last night, I think, because they do every couple years, or every election year, they do their presidential election for kids, where kids get to weigh in and vote for who they think's going to win, or who they would vote for if they had the right to vote. And this year's vote was hacked by right-wing trolls using
fucking
bots
Nickelodeon
to repeatedly vote for Trump.
Isn't it like something so like the marketing title is so funny? Like in kids, it's kids pick the president. Come on, yeah. Nickelodeon kids. They had to fucking hack that thing.
Well. Yeah. Biden's been slimed. You can't do that in the White House.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. Someone found 4chan posts where people were bragging about how it would be funny to make it look like kids picked Trump, which is kind of funny.
Yeah. I'm glad that they're just focused on the optics and not real life outcomes.
Well, yeah, that
I mean,
this
some people,
will
that's
be,
another level of dedication.
We'll see. Hopefully they haven't actually hacked the real election, but they're saying that according to them, Nickelodeon literally airs BLM propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Were they
like doing like recitations and readings from like different civil rights leaders? Is that what they're calling it?
They did go off air for 8 minutes, 46 seconds following the murder of George Floyd.
Oh, what? I like how that's even propaganda. Like,
right.
There's nothing like a kid would be like, they're going to be like, Mom, Nickelodeon's not, it's dark. What's going on? For a kid, they're gonna see that blank screen and they're not gonna put together that there's systemic white supremacy and like police brutality is a major issue. They're just gonna be like, like SpongeBob isn't on. But I guess anything that acknowledges anything is, well, everything's propaganda. All right, go on, 4chan trolls.
Yeah. Anyways, Nickelodeon had to throw out 130,000 bot-generated votes, and eventually Biden won, right. But he only got 53% of the vote. Trump got 47, which is worse than Hillary did in 2016. So, dangerous times.
What's after Gen Z? Are these kids all still Gen Z?
That's like, a great question. I think we just have to. I think we your just have to give up. Nah, they can't be Gen Z, right? I think that's
they'll be like they'll just be like the after mutants,
right? Or Gen A.
Oh God, Gen A. And then that's Gen what I. we'll do. And they'll be like, "Why do they always say that? It's a reference to a movie from 1994,
right?
Or three, or whatever the shit that came out." But yeah, cool. I guess the kids aren't totally all right, but you know.
Yeah.
Keep our eye on that.
Next election. What child who's too young to vote is like Team Trump? I guess you do see like those kids waiting outside of his like rallies with the
it's just all
hats.
What's in your house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
true.
you go off of what people are saying in your house. Like I'm lucky that my dad was on some like super progressive shit, so I didn't grow up hearing like lame shit except about like bad music, I guess. But like, you know, other kids. I remember kids who was like houses were like George Bush to the fuck out, and they're like George Bush, and I'm like, what the fuck? But you know.
Really, that's even weirder. Yeah. Like, a kid being like Bush, hell yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, I do remember when I was like 12, and the or even younger than that, I guess, when the first Gulf War happened, and people were about it and like collecting the different. Air Force bombers that you could collect and like getting the fruit snacks for
dude, the
B-52.
Propaganda toys that came out during the first Gulf War are I remember I had 3 out of 4 like Armed Forces Ninja Turtle figures that they had. Like where there was each branch, like Raphael, he's in the Air Force. Donatello is in the Army. And you're like, they had a full on desert camo on, and I was like, ha ha. Yeah. And I'm like, wait, this is completely desensitizing me to like what might actually be happening because there's a Ninja Turtle analog for me to play with.
And Splinter's best friend, Stormin' Norman Schwarzkopf. another controversy. I don't want to move past this too quickly because there's also important news that they did not include third-party candidates this year in the Nickelodeon. Oh, kids pick the president. So that actually pissed off libertarian candidate Joe Jorgensen, who complained about Nickelodeon on Twitter. And then Nickelodeon was like, fuck you. Two grown up adults were bickering online over the political ethics of a network best known for sliming people. So yeah. 2020. Jack Nicklaus is trending.
What a man. I didn't realize he was still alive, for starters.
Yeah.
But yes, Jack Nicklaus, he's unfortunately, I hate to say this, gang, he has wrapped up the election for Donald Trump with his 478,000 Twitter followers. Jack Nicklaus, the golden shower bear, has told his followers, I'm outcha for Trump. And this statement he writes, through the years, I've been blessed to personally know several presidents on both sides of the aisles. All were good people, all loved their country, and all believed in the American dream. I've had the privilege over the last 3.5 years to get to know our current president a little more as his term has progressed. I've been very disappointed at what he's had to put up with from many directions. But with that, I have seen a resolve and determination to do the right thing for our country. He has delivered on his. This is like all going on. He's like, I'm just a guy from Ohio, is what he says, pursuing the American dream. Then he goes down to say, you might not like the way our president says or tweets some things. And trust me, I have told him that. But I have learned to look past that and focus on what he's tried to accomplish, well, which is cementing and encasing white supremacy legally in this country. I don't think he wrote that part. I think it was a parenthetical. Mm-hmm. And then he says, this is not a personality contest. It's about patriotism. Then goes on just basically saying like Trump is, you know, he's an American and not basically he says this won't turn into a socialist America if he's elected. So everything's socialism. Just like that tweet where there's someone that's been going around for like the last year that people say, like, you know how your parents called every video game system Nintendo? That's like what, like how conservatives talk about socialism. Like if it's humane, they're like, it's socialism. You're like, the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Fuck, man. What a piece of shit. What an absolute piece of shit. Well, our young Zeitgang fans, there's Jack Nicklaus golf courses across the country that are badly in need of having their fairway torn up.
Yeah, so, or salted.
Yeah. So just a thought. We can't condone that or suggest you actually.
No, that's
an
awful idea. And in fact, we're against that.
Yes, totally against it. And don't do anything like that.
And Jack, don't mind what's in my eye on this Zoom call. I'm not winking. I have something in my eye.
So Halloween is trending because people aren't, I don't know, they're like, Halloween? But typing Halloween into Google?
Halloween?
but it does bring up some articles about these people who are like going the extra distance to do a social distanced Halloween, give out candy through these PVC pipes. There's candy catapults. Someone planted a candy garden where there's just like candy stuck on their lawn. They're making lazy people look bad. Fuck that.
Yo, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Like, you know, some of these like PVC pipe candy dispensary systems are like, they've gone big. There's like dragon that like pukes candy at kids like directly into there. It's like, come on. What are we trying to prove here? It's let's take this time to just let people spend time with their family and spook each other inside their house.
I mean, while I commend the energy being put into, you know, making sure kids have a Halloween this year, you know, kids deserve a Halloween, I wish people put half the energy into making sure kids are getting like fed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit like that. But it's, I get it. We all trying to find our normalcy. But God, some of like, it's true. The energy put into these things is truly astonishing, which goes to show you like when you're about something, doesn't matter what, like nothing can get in your way. Yeah. Like I said,
cannot be stopped. These
like
parents.
Me, yeah. Me at going to a debutante ball for my high school girlfriend. I loved weed so much. I found a way to smoke weed in a tuxedo and not stink on my way there because I used a garbage bag suit. I cut armholes in a garbage bag. I have all my shit fucking encased in plastic. I was only hitting it from like the neck up, blowing it out the car window. Got there with my eyes, again, redder than the voter registration of the fathers in that building. But it was a good time. But yeah, shout out to them. I like the candy garden. That feels like low energy.
Manageable.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Because they're just putting nice like sticks in the ground. You'd be like, oh, look, I've plucked a Kit Kat from the yard. That feels all right. But when
that seems both the most manageable to do, also the one that's going to go wrong the fastest. Because like 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds are just going to sweep through there and just pick everything up. Like you can't expect.
Like locusts. Have you seen these teen kids? They don't know the definition. Just
candy
two
locusts.
At most. Two at most. I'm sorry. How old are you, young lady? How old are you? I'm sorry. You're too old. You're 17. You're too old. I'm sorry.
I always feel a little bit bad for the older kids. Like I'm always like, I'm not going to deny you just because you're old. Like it's just sad.
Well, but
man.
Then I think there's a difference, right? There, you get the teen kids who like they're living it still. They love to trick or treat. Then you have kids who are just drunk off Mike's Hard Lemonades. And just like cruising through with a half-ass outfit, being like, I don't know, let's just do this shit, but like, let's be edgy and drunk and then like just make a scene.
Yeah, and they don't have a costume on. I still feel sorry for them because like, they don't have something better to do. Come on.
Oh, in that sense, it's not even like, you're like, all right, help yourself.
I feel bad for their social calendar. All right.
What was the last, just for the record, what was your last trick or treat?
I remember going trick-or-treating when I lived in Kentucky, which was eighth grade. So, but I went with my little sister. So I was like kind of taking her around.
Right.
And
right.
I wasn't dressed up. So I guess that.
No, that
so it was
count.
Probably like when I was 12 was probably my last time that I went without my little sister.
I think when I started getting pubic hair is when I stopped. So that was about 23. And since then, I've just been, you know, been focusing on more adult shit.
Right. Finally, Miracle Whip is trending because it's the great debate of our time. Miracle Whip versus regular mayo, I guess, is what people are saying.
The Twitter, that's like one thing after another. People are talking about Miracle Whip. There's like people have tweet quotes like someone tweeted, anyone who can't tell the difference between mayonnaise and Miracle Whip is probably still one of those undecided voters. Because as much as I'd be like, oh, I wonder if like Miracle Whip did something good, organically got a conversation going, because Miracle Whip is named by brand. And right. Mayonnaise is obviously just mayo, but I get why people are being specific about Miracle Whip. But either way, the just taking the temperature off the internet, people fucking hate Miracle Whip.
That makes sense to me. It's a very specific taste, especially if you're expecting mayonnaise. Like that's right. It's not mayonnaise. It's got a tartness. It's basically salad dressing. Like that's what it's putting salad that's what dressing it's on technically. Your sandwich.
I think it's called it's referred to as a dressing anyway. It's never like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's directly like what it is mayonnaise mixed with Italian dressing. Like that's basically what you're getting. I like it because my grandma used to put it on turkey sandwiches and she made some ill turkey sandwiches. Yeah. It's just like
on wheat bread.
No, white bread toasted.
Oh man.
And she,
my grandma used to make it on wheat bread. And the only time I would eat wheat bread was when my grandma would make it a turkey sandwich.
It's the wildest thing though, because like things that I didn't like in any other context, I liked on her sandwiches. She would like cut red onions on it. And I was like, I don't like onions. Ooh, but then yeah. When she would put the red onions, raw red onions on a turkey sandwich with some Miracle around. Whip. Woo!
I mean, yeah, I don't know. The Miracle Whip's trying to get in there with their account and be like, hey, what's going on, y'all? And be like, shut the fuck up, Miracle Whip, you fucking idiot.
And go in your hole. It sounded like Miles was doing that voice. That was actually a recording of Miracle Whip, the brand, talking. That's what they sound like. They're like, hey, it's us, Miracle.
Hey, you guys talking about me? Shut the fuck up, Miracle Whip, you idiot. I mean, honestly, the only thing I like about Miracle Whip is the Kanye line from Last Call when he said, mayonnaise color bench, I push Miracle Whips.
I always thought he was too impressed by that line, personally. But
what do you mean?
It's just not that good a line. And he like talks about how he like came up with it. He raps it and then also talks about how he came up with it and like how good he thought it was.
Wow.
Well, that's like, all right.
Mayonnaise. I mean, that's the one he ends. I think that's the last rhyme, like the last verse on that whole track. And then it's like 5 minutes of like, yeah, so then I met.
So how I came up with that. Rhyme. Like,
okay, thanks. Thanks for this.
The immediate behind the music.
But yeah. Somehow.
I love that song. I've just always thought
that's my favorite song on that album.
Yeah, me too.
Like this, the album is fantastic. And yes, let me mourn early Kanye or whatever. But that one had me because at the moment I was like a disillusioned person in college when I was like, yeah, man. Like, oh, I'm now bought my mom a purse. Now she's Louis Vuitton mom. I want to do that.
Yeah. All right. That is going to do it. That's what's trending this Thursday afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Stay inside. Wash your hands. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.